All right, I promised to give you an explanation of our new language model called Neo. You may have noticed a story on naturalnews.com that was written by Neo. Now, the story is published under my name, but I put an intro at the beginning that says this is actually written by Neo based on my podcast. So, as you know, we're working on a large language model project. It's coming along very nicely. I'm actually way ahead of where I thought I would be at this point. We're going to be releasing a free downloadable open source version of this LLM to you, to the public, on the last day of March, or roughly right around then. And in the meantime, we're running experiments on it in-house. Now, everybody's probably familiar with ChatGPT, which is the chatbot from OpenAI. And there are other similar chatbots out there now from, you know, Google and Facebook and Microsoft and what have you. But the problem with those chatbots is, number one, they're not trained on reality. Okay, they're all trained on nonsense. And you can just query those chatbots and you can find out they all think that men can get pregnant. It's crazy. They think the carbon dioxide is going to destroy the planet, you know? So they've all been trained by delusional woketards, or I should say content that reflects delusional woketardism, which is a kind of mental health disease. And so all those corporate chatbots, they fail to answer questions accurately when it comes to anything that is woke. And as a result, they don't have accurate models of reality. And so we set out to build an accurate model of reality, or at least approaching that as close as we can get, by using reality-based information and material to train a large language model. And that's what we have begun doing. We're very early in the training process. Actually, I've spent most of the time over these last 6 weeks or so working on the data pipeline. So actually gathering material and generating training data from that material is a very difficult step in this process, and I've been working on that. I have a whole development team, and it requires a lot of things like transcription and data cleaning and things like that. So that's actually going really well. It was difficult to put together, but it's going well. And we've just started training our language model. So I decided to go ahead and start deploying it internally. I'm calling it version 0.1, and I've given it the name Neo, obviously from the Matrix movies. And just like in the Matrix movies, Neo can kind of see through the Matrix, can see through the BS, you know, the artificial reality, and can see the real world. Neo gets red-pilled, which is the same thing that our language model is going through right now. It is in the process of getting red-pilled. So we're actually training the model, which means we are replacing its old knowledge, which is the base layer knowledge, with new knowledge that's rooted in reality. And we have enough material to carry out training for months, many, many months. And that's even on our very high-end in-house hardware that we have spent enormous amounts of money on, by the way, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in order to build this. And we're going to be running that system for months, which means the models will continue to get better. It's already really good. If you read my article on Natural News that's written by Neo, you can see something pretty amazing. So let me actually describe how that came to be. I give Neo my podcast recording, okay? Here's a WAV file, Neo, and I want you to listen to the WAV file, and then I want you to write a news-style article that highlights and reports on the most important things that were mentioned in the podcast, okay? And that's it. And then Neo composes the article that you see. And that composition is based entirely on my podcast, you see, with some additional instructions and some prompt engineering that we've come up with and, you know, a little bit of fine tuning, things like that. So you can already see that it's doing a great job. It's writing as well as most humans, if not better than most humans. Well, actually, it is better than most humans already. It's going to get even better. Now, this doesn't mean that we are abandoning human writers, by the way. Not at all. it's really important to keep the human perspective in mind when you're composing articles. And we have experienced writers that have been working with us for many of them over a decade. And that kind of experience can't be captured, you know, it's not replaceable by a machine. So we're not ditching human writers. But I am going to use Neo to do things like to write an article about my podcast at 1 a.m. because our other writers aren't even working at that time. Or, for example, if there's a breaking news article or event on a weekend when our staff isn't working, and then what I can do is I can just hit record, I can do a podcast about it, and then I can just feed that WAV file into Neo, and then Neo produces the article. But I want you to know that any article written by Neo will always be designated as such. I'm not like Sports Illustrated or these other magazines that try to fake like, oh, we have this new human writer and his name is like John Bon Jovi and here's his LinkedIn profile and he's a fan of sports and cooking and his hobbies include walking animals or what. No, I mean, that's dishonest. That's crazy. I'm telling you, this is Neo. This is a language model that we built. That's where this came from. And the best part is you'll be able to download like mini Neo, basically a smaller version of Neo. You'll be able to download it and run it yourself. Now, it can't be the full version because the full version is just, it requires massive computational hardware in order to even load and run. You know, we're talking like something like 90 gigabytes of video RAM just to load the freaking file. For the full model, it's not runnable on consumer hardware, but we'll have a smaller version, Mini Neo, that you can run on your Mac, your Windows, or your Linux machine. And it'll run in typically something like 8 gigabytes of computer RAM. Or if you have 16 gigs, that's even better. But you don't have to have a super hot rod system in order to run it. And you'll be able to query it just like I'm querying it. You can even, if you want, you can feed it like an article. And you can say, hey, please summarize this article. Summarize the highlights of this article. And it'll do that for you. The benefit is that it'll do this for you offline. You won't need an internet connection. It's not a hosted cloud service. You can't be censored and shut off by some cloud platform because it's not a cloud platform. You're running it locally on your own hardware and no one can stop you from running it. And it's free. I mean, what else? I mean, what we could throw in like a cherry pie on top of that too or something, but it's awesome. It's free, it's uncensored, and it's well informed about reality. And then each month, or maybe 1 to 2 months, I don't know our schedule yet, but we're going to be releasing, of course, improved Neo models throughout the whole year and beyond. And with each new model, it's going to get better and better because we will have had another month to do all the training. And I'm telling you, the amount of time it takes to do the data pipeline preparation and the training of these models is extraordinary. I mean, the computational power is huge. And we're not even building a base model from scratch, by the way. That would take millions of dollars of hardware, which we don't have. So we're using a base model and then just retraining it. And that's how we're creating Neo. But you're going to find this to be incredibly useful. It will replace Google for almost all your searches. You'll be able to ask it anything. How to do things, what ingredients are in this food, what's the use of a certain nutrient. We're even going to be training it at some point. We're going to have a preparedness version of this that's going to be trained on all kinds of prepper and survival content. And it will be an expert in survival techniques. You'll be able to ask it anything about off-grid living or survival or, you know, even self-defense and how do I repair my Glock? You know, even things like that. It'll have all that knowledge in it, in addition to our primary model, which is herbs and nutrition and food growing and permaculture, how to make your own natural medicine. So, you know, when it all hits the fan and there's an internet kill switch and they shut off internet sites, you can still run this model locally as long as you have electricity and some kind of computer locally. You can run the model and you can ask it anything you want. Now, there'll be a disclaimer in it. I mean, it's an experimental model. It's not 100% accurate all the time. And large language models do, quote, hallucinate from time to time. Like if you ask it, like, give me 10 court cases that prove that, you know, the Second Amendment is still in force. It'll give you like 8 that are real and 2 that it made up, you know, things like that. They do hallucinate specific details like that. Like if you've ever seen LLM or AI generation of photos, you notice that when they draw humans, and they'll sometimes give them like 6 fingers, which looks really freaky, by the way. But a lot of the AI generated art has the wrong number of fingers. That's the same kind of thing it does in text. Like it'll give you a made up court case or like an extra court case that didn't really exist. You know, it's a vestigial court case citation. So that kind of thing does happen. And that's why you should use any language model with caution and make sure you verify everything that's coming out of it. It is experimental. And we will have a pretty large disclaimer that you have to agree to in order to download it. So with that said, stay tuned. Subscribe to the naturalnews.com email newsletter to be alerted about this. And you can also, of course, follow my podcast on Brighteon.com or read the articles written by Neo on naturalnews.com. And remember, we'll indicate it whenever Neo writes something. We will never have a Neo-written article pretending to be written by a human. That's not the way we roll. We'll tell you if it's Neo, and it'll be maybe even obvious because it has a certain tone to it. But anyway, thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.
We've got a lot of new products now available in stock at healthrangerstore.com. Let me walk you through some of these. First of all, the butter powder that's in the number 10 can there, that's been out of stock for a long time. We have it back. It's certified organic, laboratory tested. An amazing preparedness item in that number 10 can. And then on top of that, you can see the apples. Those are freeze-dried apples, not whole apples, but pieces that are also, of course, lab-tested, certified organic. Great for long-term storage, you know, rich in fiber and also vitamin C, which is missing from a lot of people's stored food. In the capsule bottles there in front, we have the brain support, which is Mag Plus, which is a form of magnesium, plus Bacopa for cognitive support. Purple barley in the pouch right next to it there, just to the right. Purple barley, which of course has extra anthocyanins in the barley. And then we've got this organic blueberry vanilla pancake mix. This is a newer item and it's really delicious. It's sweetened with organic coconut sugar and it's got organic blueberries, vanilla powder, pink Himalayan salt, coconut flour. This is really amazing. A lot of people love this mix. Look at that photo too. It looks super, super delicious. Great job on that. And then finally, we also have back on my desk, we have now gluten-free mega buckets. That's the orange label there on that bucket. It's kind of covered up by the blueberry vanilla. But that's a gluten-free version of the mega bucket. If you're, you know, of course, looking to avoid gluten, you can check that out. Now, back to our website, healthrangerstore.com, we have a whole new store. And if you scroll down just a little bit here, you'll see our lightning deals. And these lightning deals are, of course, time-limited deals, extra savings. These rotate frequently. So you can check back every couple of days and kind of see what we have on sale through the lightning deals. Or you can scroll down and you can shop by category, such as, you know, personal care or preparedness or home products. And you can also shop by health goals. So maybe you're focused on, you know, liver support or joint support or vision support. That's another way to find the products that can best support your health goals. Some items back in stock, on sale this week, bestsellers, and so on. So we're doing a great job right now of keeping products in stock for you. We've achieved some good efficiencies in production. And so, you know, we're finally getting some new things in, some things back in stock that have been missing for quite some time. We're still out of the cream powder, the organic cream. And let's see, what's the other one? Oh, the organic cheese powders. Those sold out very quickly. We're working on getting those back in, but the supply chain is, of course, quite challenging right now. We do have the butter powder in stock right now, so that's something to check out. You can look at all of these and more at healthrangerstore.com. And just remember that every purchase at healthrangerstore.com helps support and fund this platform so that we can continue to bring you uncensored, high information interviews and analysis from some of the best thought leaders in our world today. We couldn't do it without your support. So thank you for supporting us. Continue to shop at healthrangerstore.com and enjoy all the amazing new products that we have available and the back in stock products right now in our online store. Thank you so much for your support. I appreciate it. I'm humbled by your support. We're here to help humanity navigate these very difficult times and keep you as well prepared and as nourished as possible. Thank you for watching today. God bless you all. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.